What do you look for in the last game, kind of as a building block from day one to here, in hopes of kind of continuing on for Wednesday when it really starts for real for a lot of these guys?
It's a real quick check on your veteran guys to make sure they're where they should be. And then it is the last, it's fairly even amongst a bunch of players, so the last bit to confirm what I think you've always been thinking, but you leave the door open.
Are these games easier for a lot of the veteran players now that there's more familiar players where you don't have a lot of young guys maybe running around as much?
For two reasons, right? There's not a lot of guys out there that are hitters trying to prove that they can hit, and now it's the game becomes more sorted, more defined, more what they're used to in the regular season. There'll be guys that'll be positionally strong. So the difference in the games now is just quickness and execution, right? The better players move faster. They make passes into the lanes where your stick's got to be, so there becomes more of a cost if you're not paying attention.
Do you start to line match tonight a little bit harder than you have in the previous six?
Not so much on the road. I won't work too hard at it, but I'll want to see certain players against certain lines, so I'll look for it a bit more. Yeah, I mean, the answer is yes, but being on the road, I won't be looking for a hard match. I'm not pulling anybody off the ice tonight, but I'll pay a little more attention to their bench.
How different is your lineup than what you thought it might be 10 days ago?
Well, significantly, just on minor bumps, right? We're not putting anybody in the lineup that has anything that we're worried about, or Wednesday's the big day. But you know what? This is, you know, we'll be probably six or seven regulars out of our lineup tonight, which we spent 2 months doing that. So this is an NHL enough lineup that we could be playing some games this year with this looking group. So, and they'll be looking to win a game, get on a good roll, get feeling good. So this will be a real strong test now tonight.
How interested are you to see Sean Matthias at center? I know he's excited about it.
He came into the league as a centerman. Mm-hmm. And knowing that you've got another guy on the wing that can go in the middle, it's really important on a bench because you're going to lose a center at some point. And having a bunch of guys that can go in the middle, Matty Perreault was always the first guy in, and we prefer to keep him on the wing. Blake Wheeler's played center. We're comfortable with that. But when you get into the bottom six, if you lose a center, having a guy that can go in there for a few shifts is important.
Any more of a concern with any of the...
No, we're good right now.
Do you find yourself over the years, Paul, clinching, you know, worrying less about injuries as the preseason progresses? Or do you find yourself worrying about it more?
I worry about it more, right? And that's the one piece of these exhibition games that I think maybe the young guys don't realize is that the veteran guys are doing what they're supposed to do. They're working hard, but this is a completely different game than it's played in a week's time. And then that game is going to change three or four times over the course of the year and amp up. But, you know, everybody's got to play hard. The standard rule, you got to bigger chance of getting hurt if you're doing soft things. So it'll be a hard game today. These guys want to tune up. They want to get ready. I think the game's changed a lot. You know, there's not usually the big crushing hits anymore in exhibition. There's clearly not nearly as much fighting, which was a standard part of the game years not that long ago. So, the stuff that you worry about, there isn't anything you can do. You're going to kill penalties. You're going to have to block shots.